Mountain West, Chelsea. How can I help you?
Hey, is Greg in?
No, he's not. Can you take a message?
Sure, sure. Do you happen to know when he's going to be back in, or did he already bounce for the rest of the weekend?
I actually am not in the office today. I'm working from home, so he won't be in today.
Oh, makes sense. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Can you let him know that Nico from the Bank of Cardiff called? In my direct lines, 858-779-0432. Again, that's 858-779-0432.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just letting him know. I'm trying to follow up. We were in contact back in March, it looks like. And just giving a friendly call towards the end of the year here, checking in, seeing if you guys have any fourth quarter plans that would require some financing, whether it's for equipment or capital needs. Are you pretty familiar with the finances of the business? Do you happen to help out on that aspect?
Yes, I do. And actually, we're in the process of buying new equipment right now. So, I don't know. Is there some information that you can email over to me, or?
Yeah, I can do that. What's the best email address? And I'm sorry, before that, I did not catch your name. I'd rather.
Chelsea.
Chelsea. Okay. What's the best email, Chelsea? I can shoot you over some information.
It's mountainwestlandscapes@gmail.com.
Mountain West. Is landscape plural?
Yes, it is.
Escapes@gmail.com, is that what you said?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
What type of equipment are you guys looking to purchase? Because we have you pre-approved with this already, because you guys had done something with Financial Pacific Leasing a couple years ago. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. They're actually one of our partners that we work with, so we're kind of familiar with them.
Okay.
Yeah, what about this type of equipment? What are you guys looking to bring on?
So he was wanting a couple more skid steers and a loader. There was also a few small items that he was needing. I don't know if you've ever heard of snow raiders, but he was needing a few of those, which they're just like little snow removal machines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's looking at right now.
Now, do you happen to know the total amount that this is going to cost?
You know, I don't know right at the moment. We're still mm-hmm. getting quotes from the local equipment places, so I'm not sure the total amount as of right now, but...
Right. That's going to kind of come as those quotes come in,
right.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. Have you guys been looking at trying to bring on equipment, I guess, over the last couple of months, or is this more recent that you guys have kind of started the process?
No, it's been over the last couple of weeks, I guess I should say.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you're just kind of shopping around right now for the exact pieces of equipment that you guys are looking for?
Yep. He's just shopping around for now, so.
Right. And typically when you guys do look to go the equipment financing route, do you normally go with Financial Pacific? Is that somebody who you use, or is it just someone you used in the past and you kind of shop around a little bit now?
No, we actually have quite a few loans through Financial Pacific. I mean, I think he would like to stick with somebody that he's used to, I guess, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure, though. I don't know. I know that I've filled out, like, two or three credit apps in the past 2 days, so. I mean.
Oh, with them? Or just with other?
No, just with other.
Oh, okay. You guys are kind of looking around, seeing, you know, the other options, kind of save a little money.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, ideally, that would be the goal, is obviously to see what type of rates you can get per month, especially,
right.
You know, with the, I would assume that the cost of, you know, a couple skid steers and a loader, and as well as the other small snow raiders, can kind of add up, and you'd rather have the cost spread out over a long period of time than, you know, something, even if it's a 1% to 2% difference, that can change the game, essentially.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, Chelsea, I'd like to at least be a resource to you guys and see if we can throw our hat in the ring, too, and, you know, and see if there's a way that we can possibly help out. We've been doing equipment financing since the beginning of our inception. We started back in 2002 and started off with equipment financing, so we actually have a wide variety of resources and programs and partnerships that we work with to get you guys essentially on the best program that we can find. So we are definitely one of the bigger guys in the game, and our whole, I guess you can say, perspective on everything of how we deal with things is building a relationship up with our clients and seeing how we can help them grow. So since we are a relationship-based bank, it's me trying to get to know you guys and seeing how we can help out.
Right, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, if you can just send me over some more information, then Monday morning I can get with Greg and see what he would like to do, because it is his decision in the end, so.
Of course, right, right. He's got the final say of everything, right? Is he the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, he is.
Okay, okay. All right. If you don't mind letting him know I called, seeing if there's a possibility of us maybe getting together next week and talking over the phone about it. If you guys start getting like the specifics on the pieces of equipment that you're trying to use, and the types of programs we can get you on, because the way that we do it over here, our equipment financing program, it's obviously like your traditional car loan. You know, we like to spread out the payments 2 to 5 year terms. Obviously the rates are in the single digits, and monthly payments. We don't require a down payment for our programs, which is nice. So that means that there's no money out of pocket for you guys. So you can just spread out the costs, over whatever type of period that you guys are looking for. And we try and customize the program to your wants and needs as well. So that's what we really try and push for and hope for. And then our application process, it's like it's a one-page credit app. So we check everything on that end. And then if we require some additional documents just to get you guys the best possible rate, our underwriting department takes care of that whole aspect. They analyze the company financials. They look at bank statements, see how the cash flow is. They check out your guys' tax return for the ways, they're whiz kids over there, and they're really smart, and they do that. I'm more along the lines of the client relationship and showing you how we can help you out.
Right, right, definitely. Okay, so that sounds good. So, are you going to just send over an email with your information?
Yes,
or?
So I will, why don't we do that first? I'm going to send you over an email. It'll have my contact information, and then when you sit down and talk with Greg about the options that you guys have once you got the quotes and everything, and then you want to start looking for lending hands, keep me in the loop, and he can give me a call, and we could talk directly, or maybe even if it's a conference call to help, with both you guys in there too, if that's an easier way of doing it, just to see what type of programs that will work for you. And obviously that's going to be the equipment financing route because it's the easiest way to do it. And we'll go into more details then, because if you'd like to move forward with us at least, or go through the application process, then next week I can send you all the application stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Of course, Chelsea. I appreciate you, letting me know a little bit more about the business again, and thankfully I was able to catch back up with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. It couldn't have been better timing.
The speak of the devil, right?
Yeah,
all right, did you want me to give you guys a call back next week in case I don't hear from you guys?
Yeah, if you want to give me a call back, if you don't hear from me by the end of the week, next week, if you want to give me a call back, that would be great.
Okay, I will give you a call back by next Friday.
Okay, great. Sounds
good.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Chelsea. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.